Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Well, welcome in everybody to another amazing episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. I'm super excited for my guest today. I consider her a local celebrity, but she is building her brand nationwide. She is the founder of Creamies. She started out selling caramel corn and expanded that into grocery chains all around Northern California. Then, years later, she has her own Kayla Jordan TV baking show. I'm guessing you can probably know what her name is now. Kayla Jordan, welcome in.
Thank you for having me.
So I was really excited. Kayla is actually our first in-person, in-live studio interview, because usually most of the people that I interview are nationwide. And, you know, I was thinking about some of the local superstars and rock stars and people that are living a rich life in our own community. And so I wanted to showcase Kayla, being that she lives a rich life in her business, in how she gives back to the community, with her health, with her relationships. So we're going to hear a little bit more about your story today, because we obviously like to get a better idea of kind of the journey of what got you to where you're at today. So tell us a little bit more about you and how you got started in this whole entrepreneurial journey.
Long story.
Sure, we got some time.
Well, I've been baking since I was 4 years old.
Wow.
Just in the kitchen with my mom. I was really sick when I was little, so I would stay home from school and I couldn't really go outside and play or do anything like that. So I just would bake in the kitchen with my mom. So she taught me how to bake. And then as I got older, I was able to go to school, able to do everything that kids were doing, but I liked to stay home and bake.
Uh-huh.
So I would make caramel corn and then sell it at in high school. And it was like the best time. That's when I learned about like demand,
supply and demand,
because they took all the sugary items out of the vending machines. It was like a health kick thing when I was in high school, and so I took my little bag into school and was like, "Hey, do you want some caramel corn?" You know, like almost like selling drugs, but
yeah,
it was caramel corn.
Other people started other entrepreneurial paths. You chose caramel corn, which is obviously a good choice for you.
Yeah, so I would sell out by the end of the day, and I was like, "Hey, I want to like sell my product. I love doing this." So I would just create different flavors, create different things, and then I sold it to Nugget and Rayleigh's once I got out of high school. Then I started doing cheesecakes, which have always been something that I love to do. I always made them for birthdays and everything like that, and then that got bigger. Then the caramel corn, stopped doing the caramel corn, and then just did a whole like turnaround. It's crazy how like business works. You go like start here and the end up here.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, there is no linear path.
No,
right?
No.
So I'm curious to know, and I want to unpack kind of the journey, because obviously like there's some amazing stories in there that you've overcome some of the challenges, the lefts, the rights, kind of where you're at today, which is this amazing brand that is everywhere. Like it seems like you're everywhere. You're in all the malls during the holidays, you're all over Sacramento, and I want to kind of give people an idea of how you've been able to scale and do what you've done as a small business owner. How did the Cheesecake Queen come about?
So when I was doing, after I was like, okay, with the caramel corn, it was almost a failure. And that's when how I was saying it's kind of a turnaround how you end up.
And what did you consider a failure?
Well, everyone tells me, no, it was a learning experience, you know. So as I said, Nugget and Rayleigh's had the caramel corn, their stores. Then I was baking all of this like out of my certified kitchen, home kitchen.
Yep.
Okay, so I had 10 people in there helping me, baking 12 hours, delivering to all the stores myself. And
hustling.
It was
wearing every cap in the business.
It was terrible. So now, like, when people ask me to like make caramel corn, I'm like traumatized.
No, you have PTSD.
No, yeah. So I would just wear myself out, and then it got to the point where Safeway, Costco wanted it, and I went to manufacturers because I was like, I can't do this out of my home kitchen. There's no way.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
So then I tried literally every manufacturer, and the way I made my caramel corn was super specific, and I didn't want to water down the product. And in order to make it at that scale, you had to. They wanted to use bad ingredients. They wanted to use like all these different things to make it to where their cost was, you know, at the certain price. And it just got to the point where I just was like, no.
Not aligned.
It's not aligned with my values and what I want to, you know, my brand. My name is on this product. It's going to be out to so many people, and that's not what I created.
Yeah.
It's what you created, not what I created. So I didn't like it at all, so I just had to really start from scratch because I was like, if I can't expand, then what's the point of me even doing this at this point?
Yeah.
So I was wearing myself out for no reason. I can't expand. I can't go anywhere. So it's like I'm going to be in the same, like, mousetrap.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what I consider a failure.
And then, so you broke through that,
yeah,
obviously, right?
I broke through it. I just like had to stop what I was doing for a couple months, and then I was like, okay, what do I really love to do? And that's when I was like, okay, I love just creating new recipes. I love doing all of that, and I want to have control over what I create, what I put out. And I want to just do direct to consumer. I don't really want to go the wholesale route anymore.
Which at that time, was that kind of like a new thing that people were trying, or has that always been around, or?
Like, it wasn't, like, the wholesale was kind of just like what I got into. I was like, oh, I want it to be in stores.
Right, because you got that bigger, better, right?
I wanted that, like, oh my God, like, if it was in the store, it'd be amazing, you know, but it's so not.
Yeah, right.
Because they control everything. I want to be in control of what I put out to the consumer.
So then you had that breakthrough, and then you got back into creating your recipes, which led you back into cheesecakes.
Yes, led me back into cheesecakes. I was doing my YouTube channel. I was like, might as well just create recipes and film it. So that's what I did. And then I was like, I love making cheesecake recipes. I'm just going to make all of them pretty much cheesecake. And then that's when I was like, I've always wanted to do a cookbook. Because this is the time where I'm like, okay, if I have nothing to do at this point, I want to do what I love.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a cookbook. I'm going to do this. So I made my Cheesecake Queen cookbook, and then that's how I was the Cheesecake Queen. And then I started actually selling them after I did all of that, you know, finding myself.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. And so there's a lot of stuff I want to unpack there, because one, I just love that you stayed true to your brand, right? And that you didn't sacrifice your core values to get in big box stores or to get your brand out there, which maybe have been a little bit more of a challenge throughout the journey, but obviously it's paid off for you, right?
Yes.
And at the same time, I love that you, by staying true to your core values, your brand kind of was birthed out of that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And now, you know, as you kind of, and I, the fact that I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to this is the failures are not really the failures unless you quit, right? But there are great feedback on maybe some pivot points of what to try differently, what not to do moving forward. Yeah. What have been some of the biggest things that you've seen yourself repeat that has been great success for you? And what are some of the things that you've really tried to avoid as you had those learning lessons moving forward as a business owner?
Yeah, I really tried to avoid not burning myself out on cheesecake.
Which is hard, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I've definitely learned to, you know, delegate some of the baking and me staying true to my creative self. So I create a recipe and then I teach my baker how to make it, so I'm not like burned out on like making thousands and thousands a day, and then, you know, I don't even want to create anymore.
Yep.
And that's what I learned, and that's what I definitely try not to do this time around.
Yeah. So it seems like it's funny, right? Because how you scale business as a small entrepreneur is through people and through systems. Yes. And you have your systems that you plug your people into, and I always say it's the I do, we do, they do. So how have you been so great? Because I, anytime I pull up to one of your pop-ups or one of your stores, your brand is embodied in every single person, in the culture, in the product, in the aesthetics, in the design. So how do you, one, attract the right people into your organization to work with you? And two, how do you ensure that they uphold that standard within your business when you're not there?
Yeah, oh my gosh. This holiday season, this past holiday season, was a wake-up call for me, because for the first year that I was doing everything, I had people, you know, reach out to me through Instagram if you ever need help, you know. And then we were able to build a relationship, you know, and I was able to take time to really explain to them my vision and, you know, what I want to do. And they were, you know, inspired and they wanted to do things and, you know, everything was great. And then holiday hit and they were like, do you want to open up here? Do you want to open up here? And I was like, yes, I can find people just like them. And then I went out and, you know, interviewed these people. They were great. And then, you know, managing three locations at one time, it wasn't always
wasn't always that great,
you know. They were calling in sick because they had a facial or and I'm just like, what? And I didn't get to, that was a huge learning experience, that I didn't get to build a relationship before the stores opened, you know. I was just like, okay you're hired, you're great, you know. And then expect them to just pick it up. Right. But, you know, I definitely learned my lesson to where next time I'm gonna start early.
Yeah. You know, and I think if you're an entrepreneur and you've hired somebody before, you can relate to this experience, right? Because finding talented people who are aligned with every aspect of your business and your culture and your brand, that's tough, right? And that takes some time, it takes some massaging, it takes some training.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I love that you talked about a little bit earlier was this idea of balance. So I see you hustling and grinding. If you don't follow Kayla on Instagram, her stories, her posts, are you still doing your YouTube videos as well?
Not as much, because I don't really have a kitchen to really do it in at this moment.
Got it.
So it's more like lately they've been more vlogs and different things of like my openings or something like that, more of like behind the scenes a little bit.
Got it. So if you want to follow a small business owner who's scaling at a really high level right now and doing some amazing stuff with their brand, we'll put all the links in the show notes. But how do you, with all of the hustle and all the grind, continue to keep the balance that you have? And how has that helped in building your brand?
I think main thing is my fitness stuff. I'm not like a fitness guru or anything like that, but I work out every morning and it's really a time for me to just clear my head. I'm on my phone the entire time, which I know that's terrible to do when you're at the gym, but like people say it's like, oh, you need to unplug, but it's like, no, that's when I have like the most breakthrough moments where I'm like, oh, I need to write this down, or oh, I need to call this person. I'm literally at the gym for like 2 hours just walking on the treadmill, like on the phone or like doing things, because it's like I have this like time and I'm just like walking and I'm just thinking and, uh-huh. and that's when things, you know, come to me and other people, it's like, oh, I need my time in the shower, you know, uh-huh. like they sing in the shower and they're like thinking of all these things. And
yours is the gym
mine
time.
Is the gym. And then it's like, gets me going throughout the day and then I feel good and, you know, it just like starts my day off right.
So if you would say there's been one habit to your success, would you say it's the gym? Would you say it's morning routine?
I would definitely say it's the gym. It's, yeah, it's just my place.
And with how you're, you know, setting up your day, right? Because mm-hmm. I see you giving away stuff, donating to charities, yeah. volunteering your time. You got all kinds of stuff going on with your businesses. You got your social life. You got, you know, the gym or your fitness, your health. How are you finding ways of managing all this at a high level without having the breakdowns? Are you having the breakdowns and then the breakthroughs? Like, what does that look like
that's
for you?
Basically, no, I'm just like crying. No.
yeah, right.
You just like, I don't know. I think it's just everything is full circle. Everything when you give back, when you give your time, when you have everything works together. Mm-hmm. You meet people, you do this, you do that. It's just, it's not really work for me. I'm not really like trying to find the time. It's like, oh, if I'm baking, I can't do it. If I'm doing this, I can't do it. But if I'm free, then I'm down. So that's just how I work. I don't know.
I like it. No, it's interesting because everybody works differently, right? Yeah. I don't think like there are some key, you know, things that I think people do that can definitely be applied to anybody in their own journey. But then there's these unique things, these formulas and equations or recipes in your case that really work for certain individuals. So I'm always curious to know what that is. Has there ever been a time when you thought about quitting?
Oh yeah. All the time.
Wanting to go the safe route?
All the time. Because like, I'm like, what, I'm doing all this work and then it's not a huge return because I'm putting everything back into the business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like I tell people all the time that it's just like I'm not like this baller or anything like that. I'm just putting everything back into the business and working hard. I don't like buy super nice things or anything like that because I want my business is the most important thing and I want it to grow. Yeah. So in the early stages, it needs to do that. Like there's no other choice and I know I will see the benefits later on.
Yeah.
And that's really where it comes down
to. That's like, so hard too, right? Because like we're millennials, we want instant gratification now.
Yeah.
And I think for anybody that is going into entrepreneurship, right, this has got to be the long game.
Like, oh, yeah.
You have to be in it for the long haul. I know for me, when I was starting my real estate investing journey, I literally thought about quitting 6 times. I was like, I'm not cut out for this. This is way too hard, too much stress. Like, I need a safe job where I can plug in, plug out. And I don't know about you, but that would have been the biggest mistake of my career, right? Of like waving the white flag, throwing in the towel. Why do you keep going? Like, what keeps you pushing through those hard times? What's your why behind it?
I always say, like, it's like, what else would I be doing? Something that I don't like? Mm. Or, you know, it's like every day I get up and do what I love. So there's nothing, no amount of money can replace it at all.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we talk a lot about like, wealth is not just money, right?
No.
Like it's relationships, it's investing, of course, and having financial stability, but it's community and contribution and health and
the quality of life. You know, if I just went somewhere every day, I don't know where, but for a certain amount of hours and I had to stay there in this one place, it would just drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So.
And not because you want to, but because like you have to, right? Which is why so many people, I think, are just really unfulfilled with their work and why I love, you know, kind of getting inside the mindset of people like you who are, you know, inspired by their work and it shows in every aspect of their life. Who have been some of the people that have, you know, inspired you or mentored you? Or I know you are take pride in surrounding yourself with people who are aligned with your core values. Yeah. So how do you seek those people out and who have those people maybe been and how do they show up in your life still?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it happens, but it is true. Like people who have the same values like attract other people. And it's like now we have this, it's so funny, we my friends Kim, Jen, Chadi, And, you know, like, it's so funny because they're all, we all kind of met each other through Instagram, but not really. We've met each other through events and other friends. And
yep.
And everyone's, like, calling us, like, boss babes because we all own businesses. But, like, we don't really care for the term that much because we're, like, we don't necessarily define ourselves as that. But it just so happens that we all run businesses and we all have things alike and we can relate to.
Yeah.
And we can talk about them. We're, like, oh, we just spent 12 hours doing this, and you're like, I know, and then, you know, I don't have time to do this, and so we just can relate to each other way better than, you know, anybody who can't, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, it's like, I don't know your pain.
Yeah, because like, it's a lonely road, right?
Yeah,
like, you can really feel alone on this journey, because 99% of the world is not chasing this kind of dream or this kind of vision, even though they're all different, right? But we're all chasing this rich life, this big life, and that can be lonely at times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People don't understand. Like, oh, why don't you, like, come out with us? You know, you don't have work tomorrow. And it's like, I do have work tomorrow.
I have work 24/7. Like, it never shuts off up here.
Like, you know, you don't have to be up at a certain time. It's like, I do have to be up at a certain time. You know, it's like, no one's telling me that, but...
So you've obviously, has this discipline always been in you? Has it been an evolution over time? Like, how are you so disciplined?
It's always been me. I think.
Was it mom or dad or friends
like,
or?
Everyone thinks I'm crazy. Growing up, like, literally everyone thinks I'm crazy. And that's why they tell me, oh, still to this day, oh, you're crazy for doing all of these things. Because that's not what they want in their life, which is totally fine, you know? And that they like to, you know, sit there and watch TV, but that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I think there's something wrong with me, you know?
Yep.
Like, what's happening everywhere else, you know?
How do you protect your energy, like, with you going and requiring to give so much all the time?
Yeah.
Like, how do you protect your energy? How do you recharge? I know you got the gym.
The gym, food. I love to go out to restaurants.
So this leads me into my next question.
Yeah.
Favorite cheesecake to make?
Okay.
Favorite cheesecake to eat?
Okay. Favorite cheesecake to make?
Maybe because you know everybody loves it so much.
I would have to say the sandwiches. So I have these cheesecake sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I love creating the cookies with the cheesecake and, like, I don't know, it's like
an ice cream sandwich, but remove the ice cream and put in cheesecake. Yep. It's the best thing ever.
Yep, that's
my daughter loved that one. Elle loved that. Yep.
Yeah, she's so cute. But that's my favorite thing is creating the sandwiches because you have to do the cookie part and the cheesecake part, and you're like putting them together. It's just like, oh, it's beautiful.
Love it. Well, and so there. Well, actually, to finish, what's your favorite?
My favorite one is the coffee one.
Okay.
The coffee mini. The coffee mini is my absolute favorite, which is so strange because for the longest time I wasn't even a coffee drinker. Like, I didn't really even like coffee until recently, but forever it's been my favorite. The Oreo crust and like the creamy and the coffee. It's just,
good thing you, I think, did you bring one of those in the...
I didn't bring
not the caveat. Tone's already back there eating them all anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I brought you the flavor of the month, which is carrot cake.
Ooh.
And they're like little carrot cake pieces in the cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. And then the chocolate chip cookie is the best seller. Everyone loves that one.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with chocolate chip cookies.
Can't go wrong with that one.
That's amazing. So I want to talk a little bit more about your creativity because there's a lot that goes into like... just taking something in your head and bringing it to life. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs, we're all great at having ideas, but then taking that idea and actually executing on it and the action that goes into really seeing something come from your mind into physical reality.
It's really
Tell me about your process of how you go through that. Like, is it you just come up with an idea and you write it down or tell us a little more about that?
I come up with the idea and I bake like probably every other day. You know, I'm still in the kitchen like with the baker and everything like that, just, you know, making sure everything goes right. But I'll take the original base, always out of the original base, and then, you know, I'm thinking about what holiday is coming up or, you know, what flavors go with this certain holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Lucky Charms one was,
was
probably
brilliant.
The best one that I've come up with. But I was just thinking, what is like good for, you know, St. Patrick's Day and green. And I was like, oh, Lucky Charms would be great. And then there was like three or four different versions that I tried. And it just so happened that the best one, I had to separate the Lucky Charms, the marshmallow, from the cereal every single time on the cheesecake.
Because that's dedication.
It really is. Because if you put, I tried it, and if you put the cereal in there, it gets soggy in the cheesecake. That, you know, the one that tastes like kind of like Cheerios.
And so some trial and error went into it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of trial and error. So that's what I do. I take the base, and then I, you know, make a few different type of recipes, and whichever one, like, is the best one, I have to try them all, you know?
Yeah, of course, you got to.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have any cheesecake to make because I would have eaten it all already.
Yeah,
so.
And then I have, like, family and friends that, you know, try them, and they're like, oh, it's disgusting, you know?
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So I was going to say, because you have a really loyal following. I mean, you use social media so well to expand your brand, but to include your community, your tribe of people. And I'm always curious how you, like, what's your strategy behind that? Is it just, hey, I'm just going to ask questions and I want to bring people along? Or, like, what is your social media strategy?
For me, it's more just, like, documenting because forever, nobody really documented the, you know, the life behind the scenes of, like, baking or anything like that, to kind of just show other people that, like, they can do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's enough time in the day. You know, I always, that's my favorite one, is, like, everyone has the same 24 hours as Beyonce. Like,
yeah, that's true.
That one's the best one.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So then as you continue to grow your vision and your brand, like, what does Creamies look like? What does Kayla Jordan's brand look like in the next decade?
Well, I want to expand to multiple locations, and I've tried that. You know, I've definitely expanded and condensed because that's my pretty much my business model. I don't know if people have done it before, but that's what I do, is I pop up at a place that I think would be amazing and then, you know, at these different times and see if it works, and then regroup and see, okay, these last 3 months, did they do great? Did they do terrible? And then I would want to open a permanent location wherever those great places were.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
I'm trying to
expand, condense, expand, condense, and then
Are we talking nationwide? We talking?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cool, cool. And the TV show expanding.
Yep. So right now we're in the middle of build out of my first, like, real permanent location, and that kitchen is where I'll be able to film everything from. It'll just be like a final home.
That's
awesome. From doing all these pop ups for 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
what has been your biggest challenge as a business owner? Like, a skill that you know you have to adopt as a business owner? You know, for example, whether it's hiring or reading a P&L or a balance sheet, or what's been the one thing that was a struggle for you, but you knew you had to adopt and has served you really well as a business owner?
I'm still struggling with organization.
Ah.
Still, because as a creative, you know, I'm just like, this.
Yeah.
So I'm still struggling with it, and I know I need to get better at it, and I know there's always room for improvement, but like, I really need to get more organized.
So is it one of those things that you feel you have to do it, or is it something that you can hire somebody in to do?
I can't hire somebody in to do it. I've tried that.
Got it.
It's just like in my brain, and I'm just like, so I need to do this or I need to do that, and I don't even tell the person because it's like,
yeah,
they can't.
You're supposed to read my mind.
Yeah, you're supposed to read my mind. What are you thinking? But yeah.
One of my old business coaches said this to me, for us creatives or for the entrepreneurs who are constantly going a million miles a minute, it's like we're constantly chucking bowling balls over our shoulder and expecting the people around us to run around and catch them.
Exactly.
When if we could get a little bit more organized, you know, really discipline ourselves to at least be a little bit more systematic in our approach to things, it's like you running a marathon with people, right? And you hand the baton off so they can run with you and keep running versus you chucking bowling balls over your shoulder. I was like, I need to keep working on chucking the bowling balls over my shoulder. But so as we kind of come to the end of the interview, I always like to ask five questions to get a better idea. I was telling Kayla about these before. She's like, these are hard questions.
They're
but
so
these
hard.
Are meant to be hard, right? To give you, the listener or the viewer, an idea of... Everybody's got a different definition of wealth, right? My definition is probably different than your definition. I'm sure there's a lot of crossover and overlap. And at the same time, everybody's got some uniqueness to their vision of what that rich life looks like for them. So with that being said, talking about wealth and money, right? Like, we're in business to make an impact, to, you know, make a difference in our community, make a difference in people's lives. At the same time, we're doing it to create financial freedom and abundance for ourselves too. So if I gave you $1 million today and said that you had to invest it in the next 2 weeks, how would you invest that money?
We've talked about this before, and it's definitely real estate.
Yep.
Hands down.
I love it.
I would definitely do real estate.
Best wealth building vehicle. See, even someone who's making cheesecakes and investing in her business says real estate is where it's at. With that being said, talk to me a little bit more about, as you have really continued to level up your relationships and your network, who's been one of the most influential people over the last year for you and why?
I would have to say David Garibaldi, artist.
We're trying to get him in here on the show.
I'm sure.
So I'll have you plant some seeds in his ear.
Okay. I will. But he's just always giving back to the community. Like, he's... was so amazing. I was, you know, on our street for the longest. I call that like my home. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always doing pop-ups there. And we were talking one day, and I was telling him about the struggles that I was having with, you know, the city and, you know, being able to use my trailer at certain places. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, we talked about it, and I asked him, you know, it's like, hey, this front area, like, it's not really going to use, you know? And then he's like, oh, well, you know, let's do something, you know, and just always wanting to help, always wanting to give back. And he's like, you just park right here, right in this garage. And I was like, oh my God, like, really, you know, just helped me so much. Just if I didn't have that, it's like, where would I be? You know, you always have that one person that just like
not only believes in you, but gives you the platform to do what you do best.
Exactly. Yeah. And just like understands the struggle and, you know, he's been there before and just... always just willing to help, always.
That's amazing. Yeah. And for those that don't know who David Garibaldi is, he's an amazing artist.
Amazing painter.
We'll put a link to his stuff in the show notes as well. Hopefully we'll get him in here for an interview.
And just giving back, you know, that he does, it just comes, like how I said, it comes for full circle. Because now he's, you know, living his dream, touring with Kiss, or he's back now, but he got to tour painting.
It's crazy.
So
yeah,
cool.
He's like, he's a painter, an artist, an entertainer, all in one. Like, it's unbelievable. So as you have continued to work hard for business, your health, all the other things, like, I know you like to have a little fun too. If you had only 2 weeks to live, you get to pick one or two things to check off on your bucket list. What would that be?
Everyone always calls me the no fun police. Swear. Because I'm not like a person who wants to like really travel. I'm not like, I guess you could say I'm kind of scared about it. Like, I'm just like, not for me. I like my home. Like, I don't know. and I don't want to do skydiving. I just want to be with family. I don't know. I don't think that I would really want to check anything off my bucket list rather than like, you know, see my business flourish or like, you know, family and things like that. I don't think I would.
It's a perfect answer.
I would want to do anything, you know.
So final question for you is to understand, if you were to give advice to somebody that's really going after their dreams, after their goals, what would be one piece of advice that you would share with them that your early entrepreneurial self could have used when you were kind of stepping off that ledge?
I would just say, don't give up. Just don't quit. Just keep going. Like I said before, it's kind of just pivoting throughout the whole career, my whole life, really.
Yeah.
It's never really been anything to where I'm just like, oh, I had this great job and I had to like take the leap, which I'm so thankful I didn't, because I don't know where I would be if that was the case. So it's just always been my life to be that way. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's a great thing for a lot of people that are kind of like putting themselves in the stable, getting ready to run the race. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, you have to really believe in yourself to know, like, if you're going to the racetrack, you're not going to bet on other horses. You're going to bet on yourself to win, right? Yes. And you got to know that it's a long race. It's made up of many sprints. There's going to be challenges and obstacles and roadblocks along the way. But if you surround yourself with the right people, the right resources, the right mindset, the right environment, like, and you just don't give up, it's almost, I don't want to say it's guaranteed, but if you don't give up, like, there might be a lot of valleys along the way, but there's going to be a lot of peaks, right? And ultimately, you're going to end up at the top. So it's been really fun watching your journey and getting to know you, becoming friends, seeing your business thrive, what you do in the community. I just want to thank you and appreciate you for all that you do for Sacramento and just for all of the entrepreneurs locally and all the businesses locally too. So
and everything that you do is amazing too.
I appreciate that.
All your stories.
I appreciate that. So with that said, I would love for anybody that wants to follow Kayla, check out her website. If you're in Sac, first and foremost, you got to come try her cheesecakes. The food that she's got. But if they want to follow your journey, if they want to know more about what you're up to, where your stores are, where your pop-ups are at, where can they follow you?
So you can find all of that information on my Instagram, Creamies by Kayla Jordan. I post all the stories, like you said, what I'm doing throughout the day. And then, you know, I just always post where I'm going to be at. Some locations might be closed, some might be open, but I'm always going to be on R Street, 1730 12th Street in Sacramento. So
you heard it here.
That's the home base. Kayla
Jordan. Check her out. For those that are on your entrepreneurial journey, thank you for listening today. Keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your March 2 million and beyond. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Cheers. Well, that does it for today's interview. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as I enjoyed having it, I invite you to tag a friend, to share this interview with somebody, because we all know that it could be just one piece of information, one aha, one strategy, one tool or resource maybe that we talked about that could completely transform someone's life, your own life. And my invite to you is to take something that you learned today and implement it. It's one thing to learn and educate yourself. It's another thing to implement these things and take action on them, right? Because one little thing could completely transform the path that you're on. And that's what this show is all about. So with that being said, I invite you to like this interview, to comment on it, to tag a friend, to share it with somebody, because that is how we can continue to make a greater impact on others who don't necessarily have access to this information, or maybe seeking it and don't necessarily know where to find it. So if you're not subscribed on YouTube, if you're not subscribed on iTunes, if you're not subscribed on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer to listen through, I invite you to subscribe. And one of the ways we continue to spread and share this amazing message with as many people as we possibly can, make this impact, is through you, is by getting out this free conversation. We're only as great
as the people we get to share it with. So with that being said, if you leave a review and you help us connect with as many people as possible, let iTunes, let all these platforms know that this is quality content. I would be grateful and honored if you take 30 seconds to go ahead and do that. I also want to wrap up by giving a big thank you to our sponsor, the Rich Life Academy. That is a community of peers, of mentors, of coaches that are working with one another to increase their income, their impact, their influence in their respective lives and their respective businesses. Many people don't have access to this kind of information, this kind of support, this kind of accountability and goal setting. So if you want more information on how to increase your income, increase your impact, increase your influence within the Rich Life Academy, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com. for more information, as well as getting more information on real estate investing training. We get a lot of questions on that of people going, I want to increase my wealth through this vehicle. 90% of millionaires become so through owning real estate. Therefore, this is a very interesting topic for many people, but they don't know where to start. So I host a free training each and every week, and you can sign up for that free training at go.sixfigureflipper.com/registration. That's the number six. So that's go.sixfigureflipper.com/registration. All the links that I just talked about will be in the show notes and in the show description. Until next time, remember, keep investing in yourself, keep investing in your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.